than your goal. Far from the things that you know. Far from the sprawl of concrete that keeps crawling its way. About 1,000 miles a day.
Cebu Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the Clinton Street Resistance Series every Monday night at the Clinton Street Theater. Monday, January 21st, Clinton Street Resistance will screen King, a filmed record, From Montgomery to Memphis, a historic documentary, nominated for a Best Documentary Oscar in 1971. The screen benefits the Children's Book Bank. Again, that's King, a film record, showing Monday, January 21st at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBU Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor One Voice, an evening on Friday, February 1st at 7 p.m. at Unity Church in Portland. The One Voice event features a film screening of Unaccompanied, Alone in America, a documentary about immigrant children who have been separated from their parents while seeking refuge in the U.S., as well as performances by Jennifer Berezin and Chris Webster. This is a benefit for Immigration Counseling Service, Oregon's oldest nonprofit immigration law firm. Again, that's One Voice, Friday, February 1st at 7 p.m. at Unity Church, 4525 Southeast Stark Street in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland on Martin Luther King Day. And the time now is just a minute after 11 o'clock. And now stay tuned as KBOO brings you MLK 2019 broadcast live from the Highland Christian Center.
To help you along the way. And oh Lord, and if there is anyone, oh, let me tell you what I've done.
Good morning. You're listening to KBOO Radio 90.7 FM in Portland.
I am Joanne Hardesty, and you are?
I am Robert Reggae Bob, and you are listening to the 34th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration.
And the theme this year is we've come so far.
We've come this far.
Yes, not so far, because, you know, the government shut down and a lot of other stuff is going on. But
we
are here today to celebrate a legacy, a fabulous legacy,
Fabulous legacy.
How far we've come, but we got a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes,
we're
keeping
the dream alive today here at Highland Church.
Yes, indeed.
We are on bus lines. And what bus lines are we on? Somebody's going to tell us that soon.
We're going to get the bus lines so the folks that do the bus transportation will get that. But the exact address is 7600 Northeast Gleason. That's Northeast 76 and Gleason. You get anywhere close to this building, you will see what's going on.
That's
you get caught up in the traffic.
Actually,
yes.
I know you can take the 20 because the 20 is my bus. So
there you
can
go.
Take the 20 and get off on 76 and just walk over to Gleason. You'll be good.
Amen.
Hey.
You can catch that 20 from downtown?
You can catch it from downtown. You can catch it from East Portland.
Okay.
It goes from one end to the other.
Nice.
So that one I know about. But
nice.
The other ones, other people are going to have to tell me. We have a fun-filled program today.
Mm-hmm.
We will have music. We will have speakers. This is all about remembering the legacy of nonviolent direct action. We have an obligation to have direct action to make sure that equality is not just a buzzword.
True that, Joanne. True that. And like I said, we're going to be until 6 p.m. today, not just KBOO, but the whole celebration. There's lots of room in the seats wherever you are around town. Schools are closed today. Parents, if you can, bring young people to see what it's all about. See the Portland version.
That's right.
What it's all about.
That's right. And hey, And if you can't be here, we're so happy that you're tuned in to KBOO, mm-hmm. because we have been here every year, all 34.
All 34.
I love that. I love that. That's what community radio is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have all kind of incredible speakers coming in today. We have musicians that are lined up to just make this day successful.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a tribute today to Dr. Reverend G.W. Hardy, because we're in his place.
Amen.
And man, talk about a man that actually has left a legacy here. We've got Devin Phillips. He's going to come up with the American Music Program.
Okay.
And Devin's been doing some awesome work making sure that young folks are connected to music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I tell you, if you don't have to go anywhere else today, you got all your entertainment needs met.
It's taking care of entertainment needs, spiritual needs. People say, what did you do for Martin Luther King Day? Say, well, I was listening to KBOO, and I was learning and listening and getting that spirit to continue the other 364 days this year.
Amen.
And every year.
Every year,
right. Every day.
The World Arts Foundation, you know, is hysterical because, you know, every year they're like, oh, you know, we're tired. We're not going to do this next year. This is going to be our last year.
And about 2 weeks after this event, the energy and the spirit comes back. But we want to give a special shout out and acknowledgement to our executive producer.
Yes.
Sound man engineer Tom Hood. This is Tom Hood's. We just got announced. This is his last year doing this event.
And sure we're just like in shock because we just don't know what it's going to be like.
We didn't know. Didn't know. So who's ever listening? We're going to give a big clap.
Woo!
To our sound man engineer all these years. Without him, it wouldn't be possible.
Oh,
somebody else would be in his spot, but they wouldn't be doing it like Mr. Hood did. So thank you, sir.
He knows where all the toothpaste is and all the stick pins, and
and the secrets.
And he makes magic happen. Shh.
Not that show.
That's another story. Yeah.
Not that show. So big up. Thank you, Mr. Hood.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Hood. We just want to say, you know, we should come on down because this is an opportunity for us to really reflect. This has been a hard year for America. It's been a hard year for justice seekers.
Yes.
It's been a very, very hard year for people who believe we are so much better than what we're showing at the moment.
Yep. You got to act. You got to act. You got to do. You got to be at places. Voices are nice. We like our voices.
That's right.
Share them. But when you're able to put your body in a place, to put your mind in the amongst of others that are doing the same things that you believe in.
That's right.
Get out there and do it. Be a part of it or lead it even. Be the leader.
Be the leader, right?
Be the leader.
Be the leader.
Speaking of leaders,
hey.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
City Councilwoman.
Hey.
Joanne Hardesty, elect.
You want to talk about what it does? I'm not an elect anymore. I am an official councilwoman.
I don't have the terms, but you are City Councilwoman.
As of January 2nd.
Now, how long is your term?
4 years.
It's a 4-year term.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And what did they put you in charge? What is your role in charge of so far?
So the bureaus that I'm responsible for is the Fire Bureau.
Okay.
The 911 Call Center.
Okay.
The Bureau of Emergency Management.
Okay.
And the Police Fire Retirement. Board.
Okay.
What's fabulous about that is I am responsible for the rest of our emergency response system, right? When we talk about emergency responders, normally we're just talking police. Mm-hmm. But we got a whole bunch of other people that are capable and responsive when tragedy happens in our community.
Yes.
So I get to work with the rest of our public safety system and get to change our 911 system so that when somebody's suffering a mental health issue and they don't do what they're told, they don't actually end up dead.
Let's hope not.
No.
Thank you.
You know, I just want to send the right first responder the right time.
Yeah.
Right? And people with guns are not the people to call when you're suffering from a mental health crisis.
And we got you for 4 years.
4 years.
Good for Portland.
If they don't run me out of the country before then, but that's my plan.
Thank you, Joanne.
And I've been pretty clear about that from the beginning. Well, thank you.
It's not easy running for office, so appreciate you very much.
Who thought I would do that again? It was silly the first time I did it. Here we go again.
King would be proud.
Yes, he would.
King would be proud. King would be proud.
What did you say before? It's like, you know, democracy is not a spectator sport.
Mm-mm.
You got to jump in with both feet.
Gotta get in it.
Because if you don't, then you're for lunch.
Yes, you get eaten. Now, this morning at the Scanner breakfast, you know, I got to give the Scanner newspaper props.
Yes.
Each year they have the event.
Yes.
But and each year or every 2 years, it's at a different venue.
Yes.
You know, one person, one venue does all the accolades, all the money, all
That's
the
right.
proceeds.
All the time, right.
All the time. So this year is diversified. Jansen Beach, Red Lion,
yes.
again this year.
Yes.
Keynote speaker was a brother that grew up in Seattle.
Yes.
He's into politics all around the state of Washington. Seattle's already in King County.
Yes.
But it was named after another king.
Yes.
A king who was a slave owner yeah. from Georgia.
Yes.
And the keynote speaker today, Mr. Gossett, talked about how him and the committee in 1999 worked hard. It stayed King County, but it changed to Martin Luther King
yes, yes.
Jr. County.
And I didn't know that history.
No.
Did
no.
you?
No, I did not know.
I didn't know.
Pacific Northwest, we are progressive. We get things done around here. Thank you, thank you. Thank
Some
you.
Days good things happen, but it takes people of action hey, to make good things
that's
happen.
That's what we got
right?
today, people of action.
That's what we got. So we're starting off today with Cesar Chavez School, a Bravo music program mm-hmm. being yes. led by Adam Alexton.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay.
That's
going to be fabulous. And of course, Donnie Adair, Master of Ceremony, and of always,
yes.
MC, mm-hmm. Is absolutely amazing what they have been able to accomplish. And later this afternoon, I can't wait to hear the Roosevelt High School Black Student Union
okay.
Come up and do some spoken word.
Oh,
I am so, you know, Renee
Award
Mitchell
winning.
Does yes. some phenomenal work with young people around arts. She makes sure that those young people's voices are heard.
Amen on that.
Oh, let's see. What else do we have? We're mm-hmm, going to be giving mm-hmm. some Lifetime Achievement Awards.
Oh, look, there's a former Multnomah County Commissioner, Loretta Smith, will be speaking.
Oh.
Sometime today with Kenny Polson and friends. That'll be nice.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, everybody's sharing, being down here.
Yes.
The Neighborhood Church of God, Pastor Charles Hunter.
Excellent.
His church is going to be here today.
And, of course, the NAACP will be in the house with Reverend Edie Monnet.
Yeah, good, good. We like that, man.
So we just are going to have a day of celebration, appreciation, and
okay.
So we are about to just join Bravo in action, a Bravo music program. These young people are awesome. They've been out here practicing all morning. And so we are going to go back to the 34th anniversary of the
MC
the Dream Alive.
MC Donnie Adair.
We'll come back to you soon.
And Paul Robeson, people like that who have been stalwarts in the civil rights movement and created great change. So let's give them another round of applause. They could be one of those people one day, you never know. Again, everyone, welcome to the 34th anniversary of the Keep Alive the Dream celebration for the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We've come this far is our theme this year. And I just want to let that sink in. We've come this far. I understand that we still got further to go. There's more work to be done. There are things that are happening in our country, in our city, in our state, in this world that we don't like, that don't represent prosperity, that don't represent peace, that don't represent equality. All those things still exist. But just take a moment and think about how far we've come. Think about from the chains and the whips, from the internment camps, to the segregation, to the Jim Crow, to the redlining policies. Please understand that we have come this far, and that same resolve that got us here take us even further. Let's clap to that, y'all. I want to take a moment to let you all know that we are live on television as well. Please break out your cell phones, text all your friends, let them know they cannot be here. We want to know that they can be with us in spirit and enjoy over a multitude of platforms. All right. They can see us on Comcast, Xfinity, and CenturyLink on Channel 11, on Frontier Channel 12, and we cannot forget about the radio. All right. KBOO FM radio live on 90.7, as well as X-Ray FM 107.1. So please, please stop by. We have a number of acts and dignitaries looking to sow the seeds of equality and the fight for justice in all of us. So we only ask for a donation of $5 or non-perishable food items, which are really, really important. We feed a lot of people with that. Also, we cannot forget about the Dream Village, where we have an array of vendors, local vendors, looking to sell products as well as services of all kinds, from jobs to all different types of assistance. Okay. So please come here to help out with that as well. I want to acknowledge today that we are at the Highland Christian Center as well. That is 7600 Northeast Gleason Street, Portland, Oregon, 97213. Highland has been kind to this program. Let's give it up for Highland Christian Center, y'all. They are a major part of what we do here. They are a major part of why we feel home here at Highland Christian Center. They are a major part of pushing forward the great acts in the community here in the greater Portland area. All right? So, I also want to acknowledge our sponsors. That's really important because they're a big piece of what we do here. So, without further ado, let's acknowledge Portland Public Schools. The Portland Association of Teachers. The Oregon Education Association. Enterprise Rent-A-Car, Concordia University, Cedric Berry State Farm Insurance, the Portland branch of the NAACP, TriMet. Give it up for TriMet. Take TriMet here. Open Signal. The Intel Corporation. And KBOO FM Community Radio. And last but not least, X-Ray Radio as well. All right. So again, please whip out your phones, and I want everyone to go to their Facebook app. Make sure you like the World Arts Foundation Inc. page. That's where you can get all this information that I've given you. You have no idea how much a share of that page and of this celebration does for the people in the community who might have forgotten, who might not know where it is, whose first time this might be attending, who are looking to celebrate the lives of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. All right. Okay. So, one thing I want you to remember as we are having this celebration, please come and get your spirits lifted. And we get those spirits lifted to complete with vigor the works that need to be done. There are, as I mentioned earlier, there are many things going on in this world, in this country, that do not represent equality. They do not represent righteousness. And let this day, Martin Luther King Day, not only be a day of celebration, but a day to rejuvenate what it means to follow in his footsteps, what it means to do work for what's good in the world. Let this be a reset, and let us remember what we can do in our homes, in our schools, in our neighborhoods, in our communities, in our cities, at our jobs. All those things are important so that we can continue to move forward and push forward. And so as we've come this far, we can continue to go so much further. It's important to think about what you do every single day. It's important that you think about the little things that you do that one day turn into big things. It's important that we revisit Martin Luther King Day as often as we can through the year to continue that inspiration and continue to do those works. When it comes to fighting for equality and fighting against oppression everywhere. Gentlemen, are you ready to hear some more music? Let me ask you again, are you ready? All right, today I present to you the American Music Program, directed by Devin Phillips. Let's give him a round of applause.
Thank you. Like that was just said, this is the American Music Program, Pacific Crest Infinita, in partnership with a school located here in the Northeast by the name of Vernon School. And these are the, thank you. So we have quite the outreach. We work in elementary and high school, and what we do is we teach American music. And this is, I believe this will be our fourth consecutive year performing at this event, and we look forward to doing it every year. In fact, last year at this time, this was some of our students that you see here, their very first public performance, and they've come quite a long way. So could you give them another round of applause? It is amazing how all-encompassing Dr. King's work is, and this wasn't planned. I've read this before, but I want to read it to you again. But not only to you, some of these kids up here, they've never heard it. So I want them to pay special attention to the message that I'm going to share with you. And from civil rights to economics to the arts to black culture, Dr. King covered many things. And I was surprised to find a passage or a writing of his that actually addressed our focus, which our focus is jazz music. So what I'm gonna do before we play this song is I'm gonna read a speech to you by Dr. King. And it was given in 1964 in Berlin at the Berlin Jazz Festival. So this is Dr. King speaking on jazz in 1964. God has wrought many things out of oppression. He has endowed his creatures with the capacity to create. And from this capacity has flowed the sweet songs of sorrow and joy that have allowed man to cope with his environment and many different situations. Jazz speaks for life. The blues tell the stories of life's difficulties. And if you think for one moment, you will realize that they take the hardest realities of life and put them into music, only to come out with some new hope or sense of triumph. This is triumphant music. Modern jazz has continued in this tradition, singing the songs of a more complicated urban existence. When life itself offers no order or meaning, the musician creates an order and meaning from the sounds of the earth which flow through his instrument. It is no wonder that so much of the search for identity among American Negroes was championed by jazz musicians. Long before the modern essayists and scholars wrote of racial identity as a problem for a multiracial world, musicians were returning to their roots to affirm that which was stirring within their souls. Much of the power of our freedom movement in the United States has come from this music. It has strengthened us with its sweet rhythms when courage began to fail. It has calmed us with its rich harmonies when spirits were down. And now, jazz is exported to the world. For in the particular struggle of the Negro in America, there is something akin to the universal struggle of modern man. Everybody has the blues. Everybody longs for meaning. Everybody needs to love and be loved. Everybody needs to clap hands and be happy. Everybody longs for faith. And music, especially this broad category called jazz, this is a stepping stone towards all of these. With that, I give you the Vernon Jazz Band.
by Devin Phillips.
There we go. Yes, start again.
That was the American Music Program led by Devin Phillips.
Yes, indeed.
He was, they were awesome. And they're absolutely gorgeous. Oh, all well-dressed with those ties
nice
on.
Nice ties and saxophones and flutes.
Man.
They're rolling out.
They're rolling. That's why they played so long, because they knew they only had one tune. So now, they just had to make it count.
It counted.
Yes.
It did.
By the way, we are at Highland Christian Center, located at 7600 Northeast Gleason.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the bus lines for you. It's
yes.
the 19, the 20, and the 72.
So any of those lines
will get you here.
Coming from downtown or the east side.
And from any corner of the city of Portland, you just make your way here keep your radio tuned to KBOO.FM.
Yes, indeed.
90.7 on your FM dial.
If you're in a spot where you don't get good signal, you can go to www.KBOO.FM that way.
Hey.
Yeah.
Any way you want to hear it, this is the place to be today. We are celebrating 34 years of the dream.
Amen.
And how wonderful we've come this far.
Dr. King.
And we've come quite a way, but we are undoing a generation of gains. Mm. Who thought you could lose 100 years of civil rights gains in 2 years, huh?
Amazing.
It is absolutely, and it goes to show what happens when you're not paying attention.
Yep, you got to vote.
That's right.
You got to vote.
Not just vote, you got to vote. But then you can't just go home and kick back, right? And say, okay, I did it.
We're good.
It's up to you now, right? Mm-hmm. You got to vote, and then you got to keep your thumb on the neck of those politicians to make sure they do what they said they were going to do.
Oh, right? That's right. Yes.
Right.
We will do that.
That's right. Hey.
Madam Councilwoman.
Hey. You heard it from me first, right?
I know you got it covered.
But again, didn't Obama say you got to make me, right?
Yeah.
And did we make him? No. We went home, kicked back, said, we elected a black man. We're good,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oops.
And look what happened.
Oh, man.
Today is going to be a day of celebration. There's going to be a lot of wonderful awards given out today.
Yeah.
But I want to talk a bit about one of the posthumous awards that we're giving today, which is the 2019 Lifetime Achievement Honoree.
There he is.
For James Zell, Jimmy Walker Jr. Jimmy Bang Bang Walker. I know, right?
Portland.
Oregonians, right? They know about Birmingham, Alabama, and March following the death of his father in 1936. The family moved to Vallejo, California. I'm glad they didn't stay there long. By age 8, Jimmy was making $25 a week selling newspapers and picking fruit. He often told others, "Our mother taught us to be proud." High school lettered in football, basketball, baseball, and track. Whoa.
Hey.
In 1949, Jimmy enlisted in the 25th Infantry Division
in South Korea.
The foundation for good
by the
health
time of his
and a good mind. Mm-hmm. Athletic aptitude at age 12, California Junior Golden Glove. And in high school lettered in track. Whoa.
Hey.
In 1949, Jimmy enlisted in the 25th Infantry Division in South Korea. By the time of his discharge in 1951, Corporal Walker had been awarded 5 Bronze Stars and a Purple Heart.
Get down, Mr. Walker.
In the 50s, Jimmy became a professional boxer and was dubbed Jimmy Bang Bang Walker due to his fast punching style.
Yes.
He moved to Portland to become a main eventer. He became a recognized entrepreneur, social activist, and political voice in the 60s when he found the weekly Northwest Defender, later renamed the Clarion Defender, and announced his candidacy for the first of his many political races.
Yes, he did.
I wish I could talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
He also initiated the Albina Children's Christmas Party that would be an annual local event for well over a decade. Bang Bang would dress up as Santa Claus and would give children Christmas stockings filled with treats. Much of the money came out of his pockets.
Mm-hmm.
In May of 68, he launched a multi-purpose cleanser, Jimmy Bang Bang Knockout Cleanser, at Jimmy Bang Bang Walker Enterprises.
We had some of that in my house.
Did you?
It was like Comet, like Comet Cleaner.
Like Comet, right?
Jimmy Bang Bang Walker, yes.
All right.
Yes.
By 71, Bang Bang Walker was president of Knockout Industries, the Northwest's largest minority-owned manufacturing company, and had added DJ, closed circuit television fight announcer, parade organizer, Albina Citizens Together Board of Directors, Albina Lions Club, charter member, Youth Foundation member, and Youth Job Fair. Creative and dedicated, Bang Bang Walker passed away October 4th, 2005 at the age of 73.
Yeah.
And at his memorial service, Haleem Rashad, a former amateur boxer, reflected, "It's a real loss to the African American community in the terms of commitment Bang Bang had to foster our community and helping young men and women to take pride in and learn about their culture."
Amen. Big time, big up Jimmy Bang Bang Walker.
Jimmy Bang Bang Walker. How many people know that history, that legacy?
And if
that's
you came
right
here, you get that program yourself.
That's right.
Okay.
What else is coming up?
Well, right now we've got the program tribute, the World Arts Foundation, and we're going to have a little tribute to Reverend G.W. Hardy.
All right.
Michael Grice, President, World Arts Foundation.
Well, we're going to go back now and join the program in action.
Never back. Thank you, Pastor W.G. Hardy Jr., for opening your church for us. And now I give you three, directed by Mark Stewart. Thank you very kindly. God bless you.
Take the pain away. I'm so in love with you. You make me happy. Everything about you is lies. We got one more song for you, okay?
For our gracious hosts, we appreciate Highland Christian Center. A word from them that I will share with you here in their journey to find a new senior pastor. January 20th, 2019, Highland Christian Center's beloved late senior pastor, Dr. W.G. Hardy Jr., made an incredible mark on the members of his church and the many diverse communities of Oregon. Part of his legacy is a church structure that has remained strong and forward-thinking. It has now been a year since Pastor Hardy's passing, and Highland is ready to choose a new senior pastor. For this task, an 11-member pastoral search committee was formed from a cross-section of Highland's membership. With much debate and a lot of prayer, the committee began its work in May of 2018. Sifting through approximately 120 applications from around the world, the committee selected 11 finalists. Those finalists were interviewed in person or via Zoom, and three candidates were selected as finalists. The HCC Pastoral Search Committee is pleased to announce that the top three candidates for Highland Senior Pastor position will have an opportunity to preach and minister to the congregation on three Sundays in February of 2019. Let's give a hand for that. These worship services are open to the public. Highland has always been a leading light in Greater Portland. This invitation is a way to offer the community and the public an opportunity to learn more about the individuals who want to lead Highland into the future. The congregation plans to vote for candidates of their choice in the first week of March 2019. The general public will have an opportunity to meet face-to-face with the newly elected senior pastor later on in the year. And let us all remember where Highland Christian Center is, where we are celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. today. Highland Christian Center is located at 7600 Northeast Gleason Street, Portland, Oregon, 97213. Let's give a round of applause for Highland. We deeply miss Pastor Hardy, and my heart is lifted at the same time to see Highland still going strong. And this is a major part of that process. So thank you very much. Now, I would like to present to you one of the elders of our community. Her name is Bishop Grace Osborne. Let's give it up.
Thank you very much. Good evening. I want to say the age-old hymn that most of us know, written by John Newton in 1779, is still appropriate for our times today. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. The fact that it has been by only God's grace that we have come this far by faith. Persons of color are now encouraged to take their rightful place in our United States of America. Yes. This does not mean that we are welcomed everywhere, but laws have been enacted to help change the mindset of many Americans. I've told the story of how my sister and myself and my parents were traveling in the South back in the late 30s, early 40s. And my father had stopped to get gas. And when he stopped to get gas, my sister and I wanted to go to the restroom. And we saw a sign there that said, "For white only." But my mother rushed us by the sign and told us, "Get in that restroom and lock the door," which we did. In those days, you were pretty obedient to your parents. So she ignored the sign, and we went to the restroom. And of course, when we came out, my father was just about sweating bullets because he didn't know what the owner was going to do, because he had said to my father and mother, "Your restrooms are down the hill," which meant it was an outhouse. Yes, we have come this far by faith, and I believe we'll go just a little further. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, "We are God's children, and he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." Power, love, and a sound mind. George Bush said the only thing that hate does is to damage the container. So our prayer is that in the spirit of our great patriarch and champion and leader, Dr. Martin Luther King, we will abandon hatred and we will abandon fear, and we will dare to dream with Dr. King of a new era of genuine justice and peace for all races, black, brown, and white. Where do we go from here? From here, we empower ourselves with education, with love. Leave off the chaos and the fear, but embrace hope for an uncertain but a certain victory that we will win in the end. God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from the office of U.S. Senator Ron White, Ms. Grace Stratton.
Okay, we're back. 34th annual Martin Luther King Jr. celebration. Keep alive the dream. This year's theme, we've come this far.
Yes, we have, and we're live at Highland Christian Center, located at 7600 Northeast Gleason.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get here by the 19, the 20, or the 72 bus,
mm-hmm.
whichever one will get you here.
Taxi, limo, bicycle.
Uber.
Lyft. Come on down. It's here available to you.
That's right. But
it is. And the weather's decent.
The weather is
for folks who aren't in Portland, weather's nice. It's dry.
It is
it's
dry.
Clear.
You know, yeah, and the wonderful thing about today is that you're right. It just seems like a very calm, mm-hmm. we're in a very calm place today. And I think we're in a calm place because people understand we got work to do.
Yay.
Right? And we've got other people that are going to be honored today. Do you want to take some time and
That's
talk
right.
about one of our honorees?
That was nice. We spoke about Jimmy Bang Bang Walker
I did.
Earlier.
Right, right.
Great gentleman.
Jimmy had it going on, man.
He did. I knew the family a little bit.
All right.
Okay, we have, I think, 2019 Lifetime Achievement honorees.
Mm-hmm.
The World Alps Foundation do this every year.
Every year.
And we have Commissioner Doretta Smith is being honored today. She has been Multnomah County Field Representative and with Ron Wyden, and she's been working over two decades of federal government, so she's one of the honorees today.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, she just most recently was Multnomah County Commissioner.
Yes.
For two terms.
So big up to her. Okay.
Yes, yes. And so we are always thrilled. Dan Saltzman,
mm-hmm.
Who I replaced on the Portland City Council, is hey. Also an honoree today.
Yes, he is.
And I learned today that he used to be a staff assistant to Congressman Ron Wyden when he was in the House before he got into the Senate.
Okay.
He served on the Board of Multnomah County Commissioners for two terms before he came to the city. And is the longest serving city council member who served 20 years before his retirement in December of last year.
Right on.
I think his claim to fame has been he's been a passionate advocate for young people, and which is why he started the Portland Children's Levy and also the Gateway Women's Domestic Violence Center. And so hopefully he will enjoy his retirement well.
Yeah.
And we look forward to honoring him later today.
Amen. Amen.
And we got more music coming up, of course, because that's what we do. We celebrate. We give thanks. We have music. And let's see, who is coming up next for music? We're going to have, what is that, Kenny Paulson and Friends?
Kenny Paulson and Friends will be coming up here in just a bit.
In just a little bit, but we're going to be honoring former Multnomah County Chairwoman Loretta Smith prior to that. And then right after that, Dr. Joyce Harris will be speaking.
Dr. Joyce, amen.
And then we will have a musical solo by Kenya Anderson.
Okay, Kenya.
And, you know, speaking of music, you know that young girl that spoke today, this morning at the Scanner Breakfast?
Oh.
She was no bigger than this tabletop.
Yes, we had we sang, not the, Amazing Grace.
Amazing
Grace,
yes.
Amazing Grace. Alonzo Chadwick.
Yes.
And his niece.
And his niece.
His niece. And the niece's daddy was playing the piano, and they did an outstanding, outstanding. I mean, the young people coming up, rest assured, we're going to be okay.
We are certainly looking forward to finding out what will happen with that young girl. She's got God-given talent that's going to take her a long, long
University
way.
Of Oregon vice president was there, I think, his role. He's already trying to get her enrolled. You see that?
Yeah, I saw that. Right, right, right. Got to get her early, right?
So other honorees we have
other honorees,
today?
Yes. We have Dr. Rosa Colquitt.
Colquitt. Dr. Rosa Colquitt.
And she has been an accomplished community and civil rights activist. She's an author, a publisher. She has a PhD in education administration from North Carolina State University.
Hey.
And, of course, she is the chair of the Black Caucus of the Democratic Party.
Uh-huh.
She's been active in the NAACP for a long time, and this week will be sworn in as third vice president for the Portland NAACP branch.
Okay, Rosa.
She has held a variety of positions with the Democratic Party and Region 10 director of the American Association of